Hi, baby. Welcome home. Hey, let me take your coat and your bag. There's a nice long glass of wine ready for you. Come on in. What's the matter? Is something wrong? Is there something I haven't done for you? Because I'll do anything. You know that, don't you, right? I love you. Dinner is simmering. It's your favorite. I know I don't have to do these things for you, but I love doing them. I just want to make you happy. Yeah. Come on in. I made a few little snacks for you because dinner won't be ready for a few hours, and I don't want you getting hungry. Of course, you can always feast on me if you want to. Okay, there's clearly something wrong. What's the problem? Well, out with it. What is it? What do you mean I've been acting funny? Well, I know we didn't. Well, we didn't actually talk about me being at your apartment all the time, but I spend a lot of my time here anyway, so I just brought a bag of stuff and I thought it'd be nice if I was here when you got home from work and. The housekeeper. I did. You don't need her anymore. You don't need her. It's fine. Did I think she was pretty? Well, yeah, but what does that have to do with anything? I did not fire her because she was pretty. I fired her because I wanted to save you money and I can do those things for you. I love you. I want to do things for you. When I work from home a lot, I can just bring my laptop here and do all those things for you in between. The dog? Oh no, we get on fine. Yeah. We've been out for a walk. We've had cuddles. I sent you all the pictures. You saw that, right? No, you had a dog walker. Had a dog walker. Yeah. I don't think she was looking after the dog right. He didn't seem to be coming back particularly happy, and not enough treats, and well, he was stuffed in with all those big dogs, and he didn't like it, and so I took over walking him for you. Again, I saved you money, and I love doing things for you. It's okay, really. Hey, where's my kisses? Yes, I'm rubbing myself against your cock. Don't you like that? What was the other? Oh, you know what? Don't worry about the other thing you were going to tell me about. Let's just fuck first. I can feel your heart. You always are when you've got a hard day at work. Why don't you just let me unzip you? And just. No, I'm not wearing any panties. Why would I wear panties when my man is coming home and he might need my cunt to use? Yeah? Let me just take all your stress away, sweetie. Yeah, that's it. Play with my breasts as I rub my cunt against your cock. Oh, yes. Oh. You want in, baby? You want your stiff cock in my wet, tight cunt? Here, anything for you. That's all I ever want is anything for you. That's all I want to do. Make you happy and smile. No. Don't worry about the other thing you're going to talk to me about. It's fine. Let me just rock back and forth on your cock. Oh, that's it. Take it all the way down and just start to bounce and rock a little. And oh, yes, you love my pussy, don't you? You think I'm pretty, don't you? You think I'm prettier than everybody else in the whole world? All those other girls mean nothing, right? Yes. Fuck. Oh. Oh God, your cock feels so good. No, this is right. You're swelling in my cunt even harder, and Oh, yeah, that's it. Push your hips up into me. Lose yourself in me, darling. Remember why it is you want me so much. It'll help you later. Oh, yeah, you make me feel so good. You're amazing. Yeah. Oh. That's it. Fuck me. Oh, fuck my gorgeous cunt. Oh, the cunt you want above everybody else's. Yeah. You love it. Don't you tell me I'll be the only cunt you ever fuck again. Yeah, that's it. As it grips you, I want to milk you with all your cum. I want to take it. Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh. Oh, what do you mean stop? What's the problem? What? Something happened at work. Okay, well, let me just squeeze my cunt around your cock. You don't need to worry about that now. Come on. Come on, just fuck me. We can forget anything you like later. No more talk, just kissing. Just fucking. That's it. Get back into the rhythm. Oh, yeah, that's it. Let me lean back on you and rub my... Oh, yeah, that's it. Let me rub my clit against your pubic bone. As your cock just devours my cunt. Oh, God, fuck. Oh, yeah, you feel so good, baby. Yeah. No. Don't think. Just fuck. No thinking. Just fucking. Just fucking and loving your girl. Your forever girl. Yeah. Your good girl who does everything for you. No. No thinking. I know you're going to shoot your load. Come on. Let me squeeze around your cock. Come on, I'm going to come all over your cock and you're going to come in me, okay? Just remember that. I'm your cum dump, but I'm your fuck toy. I'm everything you need. Come on. Oh, yes. Come on. Oh, yes, I can feel you flooding my womb and my cunt. Oh, that's it. That's it, my darling. That's it. You got me. Oh, yes. Now, let me just undo your tie a little. Now, what's the problem? Oh, you made me so sleepy. And all cuddly and... Now, why don't we... go and have a little nap before dinner's ready. And after dinner, we can worry about everything else then. Fine. What is that? What is it that's so important against all of the things that I do for you? What is it you want to complain about? Oh, your colleague at work? What about her? Yes, she's lovely, but I don't understand what she has to do with me. Why are we even talking about another woman? Oh my goodness, she got hurt? And told to stay away? Oh, wow. Well, somebody in the office thinks that she's getting a little too close to their man, maybe. Me. She thinks it was me. Wait, you think it was me too? So this happened a couple of days ago. And now she's not in work today and you can't get hold. Why would you need to get hold of her? She's not your responsibility. It was not... You're accusing me? It was not me. Yes, I appreciate I have a bit of a distinctive accent amongst your American friends. But it could have been anybody. No, I was just updating your phone and making sure that it was all ready and charged for you. I don't go around reading your messages. So now you're accusing me of threatening her and perhaps doing something terrible to her and violating your privacy and your phone? What is this? Seriously. I do everything for you. I take over your dog walking, your cleaning. I've done your accounts. I've cleaned all your paperwork. I've cleaned out all the messages on your phone from women. I've cooked you dinner. I have done everything for you, and you are accusing me of hurting somebody just because she pays you attention. I am deeply, deeply upset. What am I doing? The thing I have to do. Yes, that involves tying you to this chair, at least until I can make you understand. These women wanted you, and that is unacceptable. I'm not changing my tune. You're making me very angry right now. Very, very angry, darling, and you don't want to do that, okay? I've done everything for you. We have dinner to have together, a romantic, lovely dinner at the table that I'm now going to have to feed you because I can't let you go until you understand. Until you understand that I am the woman for you, I am the woman of your dreams. I can do everything for you. And I'm sorry I'm scaring you. I'm very, very sorry. And your work friend will be fine. She'll be absolutely fine. But I have put in a transfer for you to another division. And it's about to be approved. Why is your phone going off during our quiet time? Why? I'm trying to keep myself together here, but it's very hard when you're not understanding this. Give me your phone. Oh, of course, tied. Sorry. Let me just take it out. I'm going to need your fingerprint. There we go. And who's Michelle? Is this another one of your floozies? How many of your women do I have to get in front of? How many women do I have to do better than to be yours? This is unacceptable, darling. Completely and utterly unacceptable. How many do I have to take care of before you will understand that you are mine and mine alone? Oh. Now look what you've done. You've gotten me upset. She will be fine. Your work colleague will be fine. She just needs a few days of convalescence in the hospital. But she's never going to know it was me. But you know. And you need to understand this. That I will protect you and what is mine completely and utterly and as far as I need to take it. Now you need to promise me that you will remove these women from your life or I will do it for you. I don't believe she's just a work colleague. How many women do you have to talk to during the day? Why can't you talk to men? Why do you have to persist in upsetting me? And now dinner's ready. And I'm going to have to... Oh, this should have been the perfect night. And now I'm going to have to find a way to make you understand. But I don't want dinner ruined and... I would be a bad girlfriend if I in any way left you hungry or in need of anything, so I'm just going to pull your chair to the table. Now, this is going to be a little hot, I'll even blow on it for you, okay? But this discussion is not over, and I will not let you go until you promise me this is... Open your mouth and eat like a good boy. You will eat. Do I have to hold your nose like a child? No. Good. Now. Eat like a good boy. And we will discuss the particulars afterwards. Okay? Good. What does a woman have to do for a man these days to make him entirely hers and entirely understand. Now, it's tasty, yes? You're enjoying? Excellent. I have dessert too, your favourite, absolutely. Yes. Your phone had better not go off again this evening, and I'd better not see any more women on your phone. Okay? Now, let's drop all the angst and just be the beautiful couple that we are. Now, tell me you love me, and we'll finish our meal.